Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, helping you jumpstart your career in financial services. As always, I'm bringing to you fresh ideas from a recently aired video on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Do me a favor, my friend, and text me at 214-699-7599 with any questions you might have from this show so I can help you along your journey in becoming a successful financial professional. Again, that number is 214-699-7599. All right, let's hop into today's topic. What is up, everybody? Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, and we are continuing a series of all the steps that you need to know and do as a career changer, as an aspiring financial professional. And we talked about deciding the route, and I will link that video up in the cards so that you can check it out. But today we're going to talk about all the things you need to do when finding a mentor. I think this is a very, very necessary step, and I want to hop right into it. Now, finding a mentor is something that I think is often mentioned, but very underrated. Most people that ask me about this particular topic, if they would follow my instructions to the T, they would just be fine. But I'm going to provide you with some steps today that you can put in place that should get you to where you need to go when it comes to finding a mentor. And if you need more than what they are able to give, which is, I guess, where I'm kind of going with that, start looking at other sources like maybe study groups or even coaching if you're super serious about getting into this industry. Okay, let's get into these steps. Okay, step number one is to find a model. You need to find somebody that you want to be like, at least from what you see or your purview, right? It may be totally different once you get into their shoes. But the point is, you know, remember the steps we talked about from our last video, which was the, you know, the traditional route or the non-traditional route. You need to find somebody in one or in either of those paths, and you need to model them. You need to do some research, find out about that path enough for you to start finding out who you need to look at. You know, for instance, if you wanted to do the financial coaching thing and be a lot, you know, real entrepreneurial, you may, you know, gravitate to somebody like Ash Exantis, right? That was on the podcast a little while ago, and he kind of talked about his route. You know, you may also want to, you know, model after somebody like Whitney Hansen. You know, so these are people that you'll have to start to research in that particular field that you want to go down to, so that you can find some models that you want to look after and see what they're doing and how they build things and see how their track was, you know, their history, what their background was, and things of that nature, to see if there's some similarities or some, you know, some things that are kind of like breadcrumbs that would lead you down that particular path. Now, after you do this research and you find a model or two or a few, you want to approach them, but you don't go right into the approach, right? You know, I think that's where a lot of people get off on this is they go right in for the ask, and this person doesn't know you from Adam. There's a couple things you can do to soften that. So what you could do is you could research them a little bit more, right? For instance, if you wanted to have me mentor you, and by the way, I am not doing any more mentoring than what I'm doing right now, just going to let you know that. But what you could do if I was is you could follow my YouTube channel, right? You could, you know, follow me on social, Twitter, you know, IG, wherever I hang out, and, you know, you could direct message me, right? You could say something like, hey, Dom, I've been watching your videos, man. I really want to step up my social media game when it comes to my financial services practice. Any particular tips that you may have? And I may, you know, give you some direct tips, or I may point you to a couple of videos. You know, we have this back and forth, and we start what is called a relationship. Even if it's on social and it's digital, you know, it's a little back and forth there. It's not just you coming at me like I'm a refrigerator and pulling stuff out. You know, it's a way for you to kind of ease into that relationship and start a value exchange, or at least position yourself and you're a little bit more familiar before you position yourself for the ask. I've talked about this in a video though, so I'm going to link that up in the cards. But what you may want to do is after you get familiar enough and you kind of shoot the breeze or whatever, however that goes, you do want to go in with the approach, right? You want to go in with the direct ask, meaning that, hey, I am looking for an internship or an apprenticeship in the financial services industry. Here's what I do, or here's my situation. Do you know of anyone? Or would you mind me shadowing you? Or would you mind having coffee with me? Or would you mind, you know, all those different things. So you would do something like that. And you would go in with a very direct ask based on what you're trying to do, what you're trying to accomplish, and, you know, what you see that person as an expert in, right? Maybe they're an expert in tax or investments, and you want to glean from them because you've been modeling them. So that's the whole thing about the model, because you can tell them in that communication, like, hey, I've been looking at you do this, and I'm really curious about how you've gotten to that particular spot, and I would love an opportunity to ask you maybe some questions. And so that's the way you would do that when the approach is appropriate. Hey there, podcast listener. Are you a member of the Jumpstart community? Jumpstart is a collective of like-minded, aspiring financial professionals that are looking to do what it takes to enter the industry. There's a virtual mentorship Facebook group, a weekly email with tons of helpful tips and strategies, and so much more. If you're listening to this podcast, I know you'd be interested in the Jumpstart community. To join, make sure you text JUMP to 474747 to start receiving all that great content. Again, that's JUMP or the word jump to 474747. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Now I want to say one thing about the approach, because I've seen a lot of people do this the wrong way also. And Gary V kind of has a saying. So it's like, you know, don't ask just once. Don't ask just three times. There is a point at which I think there becomes this this unwritten rule about how much is too much. You might reach out initially and then follow up, you know, 2 weeks later, and then maybe follow up another 2 weeks later. All the while, if that person is not responding or they're too busy or whatever the situation is, do somebody else. You know, ask somebody else, invite somebody else into a relationship and see if you can, you know, glean from that particular relationship rather than the one that you're pursuing. So all I'm saying is you're going to have to try. You just can't give up after the first or the second time. This may take a little while to do, and that's okay. Now, step three would be seemingly obvious, but you'd be surprised, and that is to follow their advice, right? So you've got this person that you've modeled, and they've agreed to, you know, have coffee with you, or, you know, better yet, start some type of informal or formal mentorship, and then the advice they give you, you're not actually following. They ask you to read a book, you don't do that. They ask you to, you know, call somebody. They ask you, you know, whatever they ask you to do, you're not doing it because, you know, you don't have time or you're lazy or you don't, whatever it is, don't do that. Don't burn a bridge like that. Really make sure that you're following their advice. If you have questions about it or if there is some type of conflicts, obviously get that straightened out and, you know, speak your mind on that. But if they're giving you, you know, things that you should do, like, hey, I really think you should read this book, or hey, I really think you should reach out to this person, these are things that you should do based on their perspective. And after all, you are asking for their mentorship. You are asking for their advice. So I would definitely follow that. It's really hard for you to develop that relationship to the point it needs to be. And it may be some uncomfortable things they ask you to do, but again, they're providing you with a bit more perspective than you currently have, and so you should follow their advice. So here's my challenge to you in really about 5 steps on how you can do this. Like, you can leave this video, you can write these steps down, and you can go implement this right now. And I don't know how many people have done it, but this is my gauntlet. I'm throwing it down. Let me know how this works, okay? So what you could do if you're really serious about this is you can go to FPA, you can Google FPA.org. I don't know what the real website is. I'll have to link that down. I think it's like 1FPA.org or something like that. This will give you, you know, your local FPA chapter. And your local FPA chapter is undoubtedly going to have probably a luncheon or quarter or something like that. Every 12 weeks or so, they're going to have a speaker come out, talk about a topic. They're going to serve you lunch. And there's probably going to be anywhere from 25 to 150 people. I mean, if it's Dallas, you know, we get like 150 or 200 people at these events showing up. Now, what you would do is you would buy a ticket to that because they're not free. You would buy a ticket to the luncheon. You would go there. You would show up. You would get the content from the speaker. You would sit at a table with a bunch of strangers that you don't know. Before you do that, though, also what you may want to do is watch this video that I'm going to link up in the cards about polishing up your LinkedIn profile. Make sure that that's tight. Make sure there's no misspellings. Make sure that it makes sense and it is concise enough and it is presentable, something that you would, you know, like resume worthy. You would go to that LinkedIn a function, I'm sorry, you would go to that FBA function with your LinkedIn profile all tightened up and you would connect with people, right? There's an app on the phone that you can connect with people with on LinkedIn through a QR code, or you can just do the old fashioned business card exchange. But you would do this with 10 to 25 people. You know, that's what your 90 minutes is mostly going to be about. You don't really care about the content, although it may be good, but you're really going there to connect with people. So once you have these 10 to 25 connections, what you were going to do for all 10 to 25 of those, you're going to send a very polite, "Hey, my name's Dominique, met you at the local FPA event, really, really enjoyed meeting you, would love to learn a little bit more about what you're doing in the field of financial services. Would you mind connecting with me on LinkedIn?" That's one version of it if you just got a business card. If you did connect with them, you may say something like, "Hey, enjoyed connecting with you. Could we possibly get together for coffee or maybe a 15-minute phone call so I can learn more about you?" That begins the relationship. And then you can kind of take it from there to see what their schedule is like, to see if there's, you know, opportunities, you know, career opportunities, to see if maybe they don't mind you shadowing them for a day or two in whatever job they have. There's so many different ways you can do this, but what I'm trying to tell you is this is very possible. And let's just say of the 10 to 25 people that you connected with, none of them are open for mentorships. Well, just rinse and repeat. Do the next quarter's event. And I guarantee that if you do that like two or three times, you're going to find at least one person that will mentor you. Now, that's what is the that is the formula for finding a mentor. Now, whether you go do it or not will be something totally different. But at least if I have kind of already given you all the guts of what it is when it comes to finding a mentor. All right, that was mentorship. Hopefully that was helpful for you. If you enjoyed this video, make sure you check out this one right here. It should be a really good resource to add to that one. If you enjoyed this video, you really need to give it a like, comment, or share it with somebody, and we would love for you to do that. Please consider joining the Jumpstart community, and we will see you back the next time. Bye-bye. Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend. It would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it. And it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.